571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, October 31st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A ton of text messages coming in that I have to do some housekeeping on. The ones that texted me, track. I texted you back the link, trackincidents.com, the website that Patrick Kolbeck put together with Mike Lindell, way to track irregularities, anomalies, suspected election tampering, whatever you have, just go to that website. There is so many others. Let's back the bus way up. Beep, 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 beep. Dave Ajima. Why would the Muslims like Trump instead of Biden? Instead of Harris, Biden's dead, politically speaking, he's done. But what has the Biden-Harris administration done that's ticking off the Muslims, the Palestinians? Rashida Tlaib, congresswoman, I believe from the 12th Congressional District, they are supporting Israel. They are supporting the ongoing war efforts. They are not demanding a ceasefire. They're doing nothing to stop Bibi Netanyahu from eliminating off the face of the earth Hamas. Based on what they did attacking Israel on October 7th, Netanyahu is basically using this attack as justification to wipe him off the face of the earth. Well, the Palestinians, like Rashida Tlaib, and the Muslims want a ceasefire. They want the hostages released. They want this war to end. Donald Trump has said publicly he will end this war. I don't think he can. I think Donald Trump is overplaying his relationship with Netanyahu. His support of Israel, him moving the embassy to Jerusalem, standing and praying at the prayer wall, having a good relationship with Netanyahu, I don't think he's going to stand down. Netanyahu sees October 7th, the attack that took place over a year ago, as his 9/11. The war on terrorism happened on October 7th last year. Kind of interesting because you all remember we went to the U.S. Constitution training that day in Elk Rapids. Many of you were in the class with me and Vicky. Guess what? I got the text message while I was sitting in that class, but I did not want to disrupt it. I did not want to distract from the training that we all paid for to go to. Well, guess what? Netanyahu's not backing down. He has said publicly, I'm putting an end to this conflict once and for all. We will bomb, we will attack, we will take these terrorists out wherever they're at. They can be hiding in hospitals. They can be hiding in schools. They can be hiding in mosques. It doesn't matter. If they're there, we're going to bomb them. We're going to kill them. We're going to kill their family. We're going to kill their kids. We're going to kill their dogs. We are going to wipe them off the face of the earth. This is genocide. This is exactly what Netanyahu's doing. Biden-Harris has stood by and allowed and have provided financial and military assistance to Israel. That has ticked off the Muslims. That's why they, in both Dearborn and Hamtramck, came out publicly at a rally that Donald Trump attended and endorsed him. So hopefully, Dave, that answers your question. If it doesn't, text me another question. Rod Wheeler, down in Lake County. Randy, you have to understand the Amish, predominantly agricultural farmers, they consume a lot of gasoline and diesel fuel in the operations of their farms. Inflation on energy, absolutely affecting the Amish community. They don't like the fact that they have to deal with these higher prices. So you have to understand that we, in fact, do have a way to approach the Amish with the PAGS video. If the Amish people see that video and they see just the price of electricity and the price of fuel, those two points right there, like Rod says, is completely enough to get them motivated to vote for Trump versus Harris. Good comment, Rod. Absolutely. Let's see. Cliff Tolini, our beef farmer, running for county commissioner in Presque Isle County. Based on what Mike Pence did on January 6, 2021, that is why he is now called Benedict Pence. Instead of Benedict Arnold, it's Benedict Pence. He should have sent it back to the States. It's that simple. Patriot Pat, that smug Dana Nessel, talking about the faulty Dominion machines, having the attitude, oh well, catch us if you can. This is the Attorney General working hand in hand with the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, cackling, basically laughing, oh well, catch us if you can. Well, guess what? Patrick Kobach, Election Integrity Force, and others have caught you red-handed already. And we're 5 days, 6 days away from the election? Next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, November 5th, folks, is the day you need to vote. Stop voting early. Stop turning in your absentee ballots. Take your homework to the classroom on Tuesday, just like Patrick Kobach just said. Do your research. I got, oh man, yesterday while I was out driving, putting out signs, I got like 10, 12 text messages. Who do we vote for when it comes to Michigan Supreme Court? O'Grady and Fink. By the way, the LA Dodgers won the World Series last night in New York, coming from behind. They were down 5-0. The fifth inning, the Yankees imploded. Errors were made, dropped fly balls, throws into the ground. Their ace pitcher, Gerrit Cole, on a hit to the first baseman, Rizzo, he didn't cover first. He stood basically about 5 feet off the pitcher's mound and pointed to the first base for Rizzo to get there. He was 20 feet behind the bag. allowed the inning to go on. Basically, the Yankees gave the Dodgers six outs in the fifth inning. They came back and tied it 5-5, won it 7-6. World Series is over. Because my acronym I had put out, outfielder. OF. When you're keeping score, well, O'Grady and Fink. That's who you vote for Supreme Court. They are nonpartisan. There's no R or D behind their names for Michigan Supreme Court. The appointed justices that are currently on the bench, Bolden and Thomas, don't vote for them. Vote for O'Grady and Fink. Bolden, per the story I talked about yesterday, received an $82,500 donation from Jocelyn Benson's PAC while she had cases against the Secretary of State being heard in the Michigan Supreme Court. Pete Hoekstra sued. Too late. Not going to have any impact. Bovin's not going to give the money back. She's running TV ads. A black justice in a black robe, Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N, is paying for those TV ads with Jocelyn Benson's PAC money when she was, in fact, had pending cases in the Supreme Court, which she wrote the majority opinion on, finding that Jocelyn Benson did nothing wrong. This is the most corrupt Secretary of State in the history of Michigan, bar none. Jocelyn Benson is pure evil. She knows the election laws. If she doesn't, she goes to Dana Nessel or Gretchen Whitmer, who are all attorneys. Looks at what election laws have no fines, penalties, jail time, and she breaks those laws repeatedly. She did it in 2020. She did it in 22. She's going to do it again this year. Catch us if you can. How do we counter it? Get out in mass. Again, text me PAGS. I'll send you the video. Text me 10X. And I'll send you the link, the text message from Lance Griffin to go to the link, 10xvotes.com. Patrick Kobach mentioned it. Take the time this weekend, folks, to go to that website, sign up, start searching for at least 10, 20 people in your cell phone. See who are the 1.7 million Republicans that are considered low propensity voters and send them the PAGS video. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. You just heard the commercial for Mega Water up in Sheboygan. Well, as soon as I get off the air, I'm loading up our 11 7-gallon jugs, and I'm going to Mega Water to fill them up for $77. Should be up there about 3:30. They are there today, allowing people to fill up, sell them bottled Mega Water. Give them a call, 231-818-9700. Confirm an appointment with them. Maybe I might see you guys up there this afternoon, probably about 3:30. National syndicated talk show host Joe Pags, P-A-G-S, put together this video on TikTok, his TikTok channel. 2 minutes and 42 seconds. 9 indexes. Like Rod Wheeler says, applicable to Amish, applicable to everybody. What happened 4 years of Donald Trump being president, number 45, to 4 years of Biden-Harris, president 46? This is a video. You're going to hear the audio. If you text me Pags, I will send you this. Then we'll talk about what to do with it.
Important to all of us. Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about 1 million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO, who was the better person in charge. Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on.
Text me PEGS. My cell phone number, 231-360-5140, store it in your phone as Trucker Randy. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. I'll send you the link to that video. Now, again, you just heard it, the audio portion. As he spoke, he had bar graphs created in red on the left for Trump, on the right blue for Biden-Harris. And he goes back and forth as he's describing the numbers. He shows the bar graphs. You can pause the video and look at the bar graphs yourself. Now, what to do with this PAGS video once you get it? You need to share it. Who should you share it with as a top number one priority? You want to show it to your wife? Fine. You want to show it to your neighbor? Great. What we need you to do is text me 10X. I will send you the link, the text message from Lance Griffin, who was on the show over a month ago now, for the website they created, which is a searchable database of low propensity 1.7 million Michigan Republicans that are considered low propensity voters. Deer hunters, people who go to church, people that you maybe even know yourself, like your next door neighbor who doesn't vote. You can show them this video. But if they're stored in your phone, folks, and you know they deer hunt, search for them on this website, 10xvotes.com, and see if, in fact, they filtered out and were found to be a low propensity voter. If that's the case, send them the video. Then call them, text them. Did you watch that video I sent you? Are you going to get out and vote on Tuesday? That's the bottom line. That's why I'm calling you. That's why I'm texting you. I found you on this website, this database, and dude, really? You don't vote? Watch this PAGS video and then let me know if you are now motivated to vote on Tuesday. That's what I'm asking you to do. Text me PAGS, text me 10X. Final hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian.